Good morning, and welcome to Weekly News Roundup. I'm your host, Arjiv, ready to bring you the biggest stories making headlines across the globe. Today, we're diving into a fascinating array of news, from the evolving world of artificial intelligence and its impact on everything from publishing to politics, to shifts in media and global affairs. Before we jump into the latest, let's take a quick look back. On this day in history, March 21, 2006, a platform that would profoundly change how we consume media sent out its very first email inviting people to test a new video sharing service. Of course, I'm talking about YouTube, marking a significant milestone in digital communication and setting the stage for much of the online content landscape we see today. And speaking of rapidly evolving landscapes, we're drawing our insights from a wide range of sources this week, including Hacker News, NDTV News, The New York Times, US Top News and Analysis, and many others, to give you a comprehensive picture of the world around us. Joining me, as always, to break down these complex issues is our senior reporter, Arohi. Welcome.
Thanks, Arjiv. It's great to be here, and we certainly have a packed agenda of stories to cover, reflecting a dynamic period across technology, politics, and media.
Absolutely. Let's start with some significant developments concerning the U.S. government and the media. We're hearing about new restrictions on the independent military newspaper, Stars and Stripes, from the Pentagon. What's the latest here?
That's right. The Defense Department has recently implemented new rules for Stars and Stripes, the independent military newspaper. This move is being viewed as the latest effort to impose extraordinary restrictions on journalists covering the agency. The context for this is particularly notable, as the Pentagon has reportedly referred to the publication as woke, suggesting a tightening of controls over military-affiliated media and raising concerns about press freedom within the armed forces.
That's a concerning development. And staying on the topic of media, we're also seeing some major shifts in traditional news outlets. CBS News has announced a significant change to its radio operations.
Indeed. CBS News is shuttering its storied radio news service after nearly a century of operation, bringing an end to a remarkable era in broadcasting. This change comes as part of a wider round of layoffs at CBS News. When the radio service began in September 1927, it was a precursor to the entire CBS network. Today, its top-of-the-hour news roundups are delivered to approximately 700 stations nationwide, so this closure represents a substantial shift in how news is disseminated, particularly for local affiliates relying on those feeds.
A truly historic shift. Now, let's turn our attention to the global stage, specifically the U.S. economy and foreign policy. President Trump's administration is facing economic challenges tied to the ongoing conflict with Iran. What can you tell us?
The situation is complex, Arjiv. President Trump had projected a thriving economy and improved fortunes for American families in 2026. However, that vision now appears to be at risk due to the costs associated with the war in Iran. The economic ramifications of military conflict, including increased spending and potential market instability, are colliding with the administration's growth projections, creating a challenging fiscal environment.
And how is the U.S. specifically engaging in this conflict, particularly with emerging technologies? I understand AI is playing a significant role.
Yes, artificial intelligence is indeed being utilized by the U.S. in the war in Iran. Experts from Georgetown University's Center for Security and Emerging Technology have discussed the various ways AI is being deployed, from intelligence gathering and analysis to logistical support and potentially even autonomous systems. This highlights the increasing integration of advanced technology into modern warfare, bringing both strategic advantages and new ethical considerations to the forefront.
Fascinating, and perhaps a bit unsettling. Let's transition from the battlefield to the broader implications of AI, because it truly seems to be everywhere now. We're seeing major developments from tech giants and a lot of discussion about its impact on the workforce. Starting with NVIDIA, their CEO Jensen Huang has some interesting proposals.
He certainly does. NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang is proposing the idea of AI tokens on top of salary, as AI agents continue to reshape how humans work. This suggests a future where compensation models might adapt to reflect the collaborative dynamic between human workers and AI tools. However, despite the enthusiasm, it's worth noting that most enterprise AI projects have actually failed since 2018, indicating a sober track record for an industry often awash in optimism.
That's a crucial point about the implementation challenges. And another major AI player, Anthropic, is taking steps to address potential risks.
Anthropic, the artificial intelligence firm, is actively seeking a weapons expert to help prevent what it terms catastrophic misuse of its systems. This proactive approach underscores the growing awareness within the AI community of the ethical dangers and potential for harm if these powerful technologies are not carefully managed. It's a clear signal that safety and responsible deployment are becoming paramount concerns.
It's good to hear they're taking these threats seriously. But on a more general note about AI, what's the sentiment out there? Who's feeling optimistic, and who isn't, according to Anthropic's insights?
According to Anthropic's analysis, economic gains are the primary aspirations people have for AI. Many foresee significant financial benefits and increased productivity. However, analysts also caution that not everyone stands to benefit equally from these advancements. There's concern that without careful planning and equitable distribution of opportunities, AI could exacerbate existing economic disparities, leading to a bifurcated experience of its impact.
That disparity is a key concern. Moving to social media, Meta is also making significant moves with AI, specifically in content enforcement.
Yes, Meta is embarking on a multi-year rollout of more advanced AI systems designed to handle a range of content enforcement tasks, such as catching scams and illegal media. This shift means Meta will cut back on its reliance on third-party vendors for these operations, signaling a greater internal investment in AI to police its platforms. The aim is to make content moderation more efficient and scalable.
And it's not just Western tech giants. Alibaba is also heavily investing in the AI space.
Exactly. Alibaba recently unveiled a new enterprise artificial intelligence tool with plans for integration with platforms like Slack and Teams. This launch is part of a series of other developments within the company's AI division, showcasing their commitment to bringing AI solutions to businesses, particularly for enhancing productivity and collaboration within corporate environments.
So, AI is transforming how we work, how content is moderated, and how businesses operate. But what about the more fundamental aspects of AI's development and regulation? We're hearing about a new open standard for disclosing AI involvement.
That's where Qualys comes in. It's an open standard specifically designed for disclosing AI involvement in software projects. The goal is to create transparency, allowing users and developers to understand when and how artificial intelligence has contributed to a piece of software. This is a significant step towards accountability and building trust in AI-generated or AI-assisted products.
Transparency is certainly vital, but in the workplace, how is this rapid integration of AI affecting the dynamic between employers and employees? Is it all smooth sailing?
Not entirely. A new MetLife report indicates that while employers generally believe AI makes workers faster and more efficient, its deployment is also creating what they term friction or mistrust between employers and employees. There's a clear tension as roles evolve and concerns about job security or the nature of work itself come to the forefront, requiring careful management and communication from organizations.
That friction is understandable, and it's not just the workplace. Even creative fields like book publishing are grappling with AI's impact.
Absolutely. Book publishing currently has very few safeguards in place to prevent the unwitting publication of novels that have been heavily generated by artificial intelligence. This poses a challenge to intellectual property, authorial authenticity, and the very definition of creative work, prompting publishers to consider how to adapt to this new era of content creation.
Which naturally leads to the question of authenticity. We're seeing a rise in demand for an AI-free logo.
Yes. The backlash against the growing use of AI in various products and services has led to an explosion in attempts to create an AI-free logo. The idea is to establish a globally recognized mark that assures consumers a product is entirely human-made. This push reflects a desire for human craftsmanship and authenticity in an increasingly AI-driven world.
It's a fascinating counter-movement. On a more technical note, there's ongoing discussion about how AI systems learn, or rather, don't learn, autonomously from a cognitive science perspective.
Indeed. Recent research delves into why current AI systems don't truly learn autonomously in the way humans do, drawing lessons from cognitive science. This exploration highlights the fundamental differences in how biological brains and artificial intelligence processes information and adapts, underscoring the ongoing challenges in achieving genuine autonomous learning capabilities in AI.
A crucial distinction. And speaking of AI development, we're seeing tools emerge that make it easier to deploy autonomous AI agents.
That's right. New tools are being developed that allow users to launch an autonomous AI agent with sandboxed execution in as few as 2 lines of code. This simplifies the deployment process for developers, making it more accessible to experiment with and implement sophisticated AI agents in various applications, further accelerating the spread of AI functionality.
Shifting to policy, the Trump administration has unveiled a national AI policy framework. What are the key elements?
The Trump administration's framework aims to limit state power in AI regulation, proposing a unified national approach. AI industry leaders have largely supported this, arguing that a patchwork of state-level laws would hobble innovation and potentially give competitors like China a significant competitive edge. The framework prioritizes a consistent regulatory environment to foster AI development.
And has this industry influence been felt in the political arena, specifically in elections?
To some extent, yes. The AI and cryptocurrency industries have dumped millions into Illinois primaries, seeking to shape the composition of Congress. However, the early results from Illinois suggest there are limits to the spending power of these industries in directly influencing election outcomes, indicating that voter sentiment and other factors remain dominant.
Now, moving to a very real-world impact of AI. Its ability to undermine trust, even in authentic footage. We saw a striking example of this with a video from Benjamin Netanyahu.
That's correct. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu recently posted a proof-of-life video, which was an unusual step. This incident serves as the latest demonstration of how artificial intelligence, particularly deepfake technology, is undermining trust even in footage that is authentic. The public's heightened skepticism makes it harder to discern what's real, creating significant challenges for communication and verifying information.
A sobering thought indeed. Now, let's look at the economic ripple effects of the AI boom. It's igniting demand for a new, lucrative career path.
That's the demand for trade workers. While much anxiety has centered around AI replacing white-collar jobs, the red-hot AI data center boom is creating lucrative opportunities for skilled trade workers. We're talking about electricians, HVAC technicians, plumbers, the people who build and maintain the physical infrastructure powering AI. This highlights a shift in labor demand and a potential re-evaluation of valuable skill sets.
That's a fascinating counter-narrative to the widespread job displacement fears. But what about the broader economic picture? How is the AI boom affecting trade deficits?
The AI boom is creating an interesting paradox for the U.S. economy. A recent surge in AI-related imports has become an impediment to the smaller trade deficit that President Trump has explicitly sought. The demand for specialized AI hardware, chips, and components from abroad is contributing to a wider trade imbalance, creating a conflict between technological advancement and national economic goals.
And what about the software industry, which often intersects with AI? We're hearing about some software valuations potentially being cut.
Yes, investors are taking a closer look. Orlando Bravo, co-founder of Thoma Bravo, a major private equity firm, stated that some software stocks that have been hit by the AI wave actually deserve a lower valuation. This sentiment is echoed by Apollo Samber, who believes that while Wall Street may be encouraged by a recent rebound in the IGV software ETF, the story for some software names will actually get worse, suggesting a potential shakeup in the market as AI truly redefines software value.
So, a period of adjustment for the software market. On the more consumer-facing side, if you've been to San Francisco recently, you might have noticed some cryptic billboards. What's the deal with those?
Those cryptic ads plastered across San Francisco's streets are from AI startups, and their strategy is entirely intentional. The idea is to create intrigue and buzz by being enigmatic, drawing attention in a crowded tech landscape. However, this marketing approach is not without cost, both financially and in terms of potential public confusion or alienation.
Intriguing strategy. Now, how are major tech players adapting their internal structures to fully leverage AI? Microsoft, for instance, is making leadership changes.
Microsoft is indeed shaking up its Copilot AI leadership team. This move aims to free up key talent, specifically Mustafa Suleiman, to focus on building new models. Simultaneously, the company is consolidating engineering efforts for its Copilot assistants, signaling a doubling down on its superintelligence group to streamline development and accelerate AI innovation across its product lines.
And speaking of innovation, a new Maps API is emerging, specifically designed for agents and AI apps.
That's Voyager. This new service is aiming to be a better Maps API, specifically tailored for AI agents and applications. Traditional map APIs often provide static data, but Voyager is designed to offer real-time, dynamic, place intelligence. By combining accurate location data with fresh web context like news, articles, and events. This aims to solve the problem of stale place data, which can lead to agents making incorrect bookings or providing outdated information. It's a critical piece of infrastructure for AI that needs to interact with the physical world.
That sounds like a significant upgrade for AI's ability to navigate and understand our physical world. And finally, let's briefly touch upon education in India. How is AI being integrated there?
In India, the Central Board of Secondary Education, or CBSE, is rolling out an AI-based assessment for 10,000 counselors across its affiliated schools. The first phase of this initiative began in February 2026. This move demonstrates a commitment to leveraging AI to enhance educational support systems and improve the guidance provided to students, indicating a forward-looking approach to education technology. We also saw news of a 497 crore relief package for Indian exporters impacted by the Middle East situation.
A lot to digest in the world of AI, policy, and global shifts. Arohi, thank you for providing such comprehensive insights into these stories.
My pleasure, Arjiv.
And before we go, here's a fun fact to leave you with. Did you know that the first piece of music ever generated by an artificial intelligence program was composed in 1957? It was called the Iliac Suite, and was created by a computer named ILLIAC at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, showing AI's creative potential almost 7 decades ago. That's all for this edition of Weekly News Roundup. Thank you for joining us. I'm Arjiv, and we look forward to bringing you more essential news next time. Have a great day.